This is Billy Gillespie, head basketball coach at the University of Kentucky. Welcome to one of our Commonwealth's most treasured traditions, filled with colorful pageantry, remarkable speed, and stunning surprises. It's the first jewel in horse racing's Triple Crown, Kentucky Derby 133 on 84 WHAS.
It's Derby Day 133. 84 WHAS is proud to bring you 15 continuous hours of United Dynamics Permadry coverage. Our full 84 WHAS broadcast crew is standing by to keep you updated throughout the day. Now, from our Derby Day Broadcast Center overlooking historic Churchill Downs, here are the voice of the Louisville Cardinals, Paul Rogers, and the voice of the Kentucky Wildcats, Tom Leach.
Today, the eyes and ears of the world turn to the Commonwealth of Kentucky for the 133rd running of the greatest 2 minutes in sports, the Kentucky Derby. And this year, we've attracted royalty in the person of Queen Elizabeth II of England.
And, of course, this is such a great day around the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Everyone comes together. Even Cats and Cards
fans
can be together today. Go Cards. And we'll all share our joy in witnessing another Derby. And, of course, this day.
Or our dismay.
In the meantime, all the activity this week, or certainly the center of the activity, has been on the backside of Churchill Downs. Always a fun and festive place to be. Hey, guys.
Hey, Paul.
Good morning, Paul.
Good to talk to you. And you're right, Paul. During the week, this is the center of all the activity. But on Derby Day itself, the action kind of moves more toward the infield.
Still a very festive. It's always fun. This is a party on the backside.
I don't know if we're going to see anyone flashing us EJ. We'll keep our fingers crossed, maybe, but I kid, my wife is sitting right next to me. Anyway, we're live from the backside, EJ Clark and Lachlan McClain for the Derby Station 84 WHAS.
Hector, Brian Cranston is here for the Derby. Glad to have you here.
It's great to be here. I can't wait for the race. This is the second time I've been to the Kentucky Derby, so it's just a lot of fun.
Was it winning that brought you back, or just the spirit in general?
I actually, that was the Smarty Jones year, and I just placed it right on his nose, and it came through, so that was fun. This year, I'm bringing my wife and daughter back, and I think everyone in the country should experience a Kentucky Derby at least once in their life.
I agree.
It's one of those things that should be in the book. What to do before you die.
I'm here with George. Where am I from? George. George, how are you?
Very good. How you been?
I've been very, very well. Where are you from originally?
New Orleans.
Are you from New Orleans? You look like you're from New Orleans, but then you kind of sound like you're New Yorkish, too. I can't make up my mind.
If we're not from New Orleans, we're from New York. That's what they say. They can't tell the difference.
Can you speak a little Cajun action for us here?
We're down from New Orleans.
That sounds like beer Cajun action. Right. Good to see you. Welcome from New Orleans on the Derby Station, 84 WHAS.
Okay, guys, I just happened to run into Jeremy Clemens here. He's director of marketing for TwinSpires.com. Now, tell me about TwinSpires.com first, Jeremy.
TwinSpires.com is the official online wagering site of the Kentucky Derby.
Okay, so I have to tell you, director of marketing, you've got a really good marketing ploy over here. There are some young ladies that will be at various stations throughout Churchill Downs today that will be more than happy to get people signed up for TwinSpires.com. Describe to my radio audience what you guys are wearing today.
We're all wearing black skirts, Twin Spires t-shirts, girl cut, and black sandals and heels.
And so these guys are going, hey, Cindy.
I would like a date with your first two there.
All right, so tell me, are you guys going to sign up for online wagering?
I have my laptop here. I'll do it right now.
This is Cindy Sullivan for your Derby Station 84 WHAS.
Let's go to Terry Miners.
The sweet voices you hear when you come through Gate 10 belong to these girls from Oldham County High School.
We are selling lemonade, pretzels, Dippin' Dots, and ice cream.
And the money goes to what, Oldham County High School sports?
Yes, sir.
All right, so all of you, I heard you doing some sort of cheer a minute ago. Is that how you bring people in?
Yes, sir.
So why don't you do it? All these people are walking in the gate here. You want them to notice you right away. So what do you do?
Yes,
go right ahead.
L-E-M-O-N-A-D-E, lemonade!
Is it an L-E-M-O-N-A-I-D? No, I'm just messing with you. Can you spell Oldham?
O-L-D-H-A-M.
You got. You got to love a county that spells itself after an old piece of meat.
Let's check in quickly with Ron and Mel.
We are just surrounded by beauty. I think you were just saying that yourself.
No, I was saying it's depressing to be around all the beautiful, skinny celebrities because I'm just going to go hide in the corner for a while. You have this interview. Enjoy.
Actress Milena Gović is one of those. Welcome to Louisville.
Thank you, Mel. You're holding your own. Don't worry.
Thank you. Bless you.
Your first time in town?
It is.
Who told you you have to come to Louisville?
You know, the biggest proponent was my manager, actually. He, when the the invitation first came in to come out here, he was like, this is the thing you have to do. You've got to go. It's so great. And he started telling me about it, and I was like, you know what? You're absolutely right. We do have to go.
Law & Order, one of my favorite shows, and it's been long-running, had many spinoffs, and just a great cast.
Chevy Chase was on the show in his first dramatic part. I was standing there. The first scene with him was in the interrogation room. And I just stood there looking at him. I was like, oh, my God, it's Clark Griswold.
Let's head down to the paddock area where Francine is roaming the grounds.
Talking with a number of amply festooned ladies. Love the hats and the sundresses. Girls, you look wonderful. Now tell me, have you seen any celebrities yet?
Not yet today.
Are you a Queen girl or more like Clooney?
I'll take Clooney over the Queen.
Yeah, you know, Clooney over the Queen, I think, is the prevailing sentiment. And who's your horse?
I like Dominican.
Because you're a godly woman?
Yes, definitely. At least that's what the women at work tell me.
Ladies, have a wonderful day and happy Derby.
What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Eloise McMillan.
Where are you from originally?
Irving, Texas.
You're from Irving?
Not originally. I'm from Chattahoochee, Florida.
Chattahoochee,
Florida. This is my brother, Wayman. We're from Chattahoochee, Florida.
How you doing, Wayman?
All right, how you doing?
Good. Now, how many Derbies have you been to?
This is it. This is our first one.
What do you think about it?
I love it. I love it. Everybody's just so nice.
Well, good. Aren't they nice down in Chattahoochee?
They are one. As a matter of fact, everybody, our cousins in Chattahoochee, they have to be nice.
I have a link to the Queen here with me. It's Paul Burrell, who served the Queen for quite some time. Glad to have you here.
It's good to be here. What a great day. Her Majesty's looked forward to this day for a very long time. It's a lifelong ambition to be here for the Kentucky Derby. She's had to wait 81 years to get here.
Wow.
And she's a guest of Mr. Farish, who was the American ambassador in London. And she's been to Kentucky many times because she has broodmares and yearlings stabled here. But today she'll see the real thing in all its glory.
It's an honor to have her here, too. Well, best of luck to you. Thanks so much for joining us.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
That's Paul Burrell, and this is Ron Fisher on the Derby Station, 84 WHAS.
All right, Brent, take it away.
All right, Bobby. The bugle call, and you know what that means leading up to the Kentucky Derby. One of the great scenes now.
They're off in Derby 133. Here comes Street Sense. He came roaring around the turn, and Street Sense is collared hard spun and goes by. Street Sense has the lead with an eighth of a mile to go. Hardspun is second. Here comes Any Given Saturday. And third, it's going to be Street Sense breaking the juvenile jinx as they come to the wire. Street Sense wins the Derby by two. Hardspun second. Curlin, I believe, close for third. Close for fourth with I'm a Wild and Crazy Guy, Sedgefield, and Tiago. The time was 2 minutes, 2:17 second. Street Sense gives Carl Nafsker his second Derby victory. And the first for Calvin Burrell. And for the first time, the Breeders' Cup juvenile winner wins the Kentucky Derby.